folks, Off-Grid Gary here. Today, we're going to talk about life off-grid the way that it's meant to be. What we really like about being off the grid is we don't have any bills. If you enjoy gardening, you buy less food. If you make your own power, you don't pay a utility bill. There's lots of advantages to being self-sufficient. You know, from this hurricane, we've got a lot of extra wood that we're going to be cutting and splitting. So we'll have enough wood to heat our home. And for the most part, it's only going to cost me a little bit of gas for the wood splitter. My chainsaw is cordless. So I can charge the battery up in my pickup, or I can charge it up on my house, or I can plug it into my solar generator and charge it. Either way, it doesn't cost me anything to run that saw other than the little bit of bar oil that it takes. My golf cart has a 310-watt solar panel. I'm actually setting it up to where I can charge my chainsaw off my golf cart. I can drive the thing like 20 miles and it's still full charge. We drive it all over the woods. I drive it on my lease. I mean, we drive it everywhere. We haul garbage to the dump on it. I mean, it just, when you're not having to pay for stuff continuously, you save money. And then you can build something that you really want to do. This isn't going to be a long podcast, but I just want to let you know some of the advantages to being off-grid. You know, like my well runs on solar. You know, everybody's like, well, you know, that's not cheap. Well, actually, if you hit an artesian head at the depth we hit, which wasn't real deep, my well pump only cost $20 on eBay. And it's a freshwater pump. It's, you know, it's got a built-in pressure regulator on it. You know, I run it through a pressure tank. I can fill up a 5-gallon bucket in just a few minutes. I mean, it's everything that you expect you have in a regular water source. I built my own water filtration system that cleans the water. You know, everything has to do, it's healthier, you know, because I don't think bottled water is really that hot. My well water that's filtered tastes way better than any bottled water you'll get. But it's nice to know there's other ways of living. Because myself, I don't drink cola products. I don't like Coke. I don't like any of them kind of drinks just for the stuff that they have in them. It's not that I hate the company, because that's not the case. Because if a person enjoys a Coke, they need to get one. But me personally, I'm just not a Coke, Pepsi, any kind of Coke, you know, any kind of cola product I really don't care for. Every once in a while, I enjoy a Sierra Mist or an iced tea. That's me. I like an iced tea every once in a while, but I'd much rather drink water. And with that being said, anytime that even our ice is made with our filtered water, so our drinks taste, to me, taste way better than the drinks you would buy. My daughter learned to make homemade bread. Her bread is far better than store-bought bread. And there's videos of that on Off the Grid and on Solar on Facebook. You can see her bread on Facebook. I think that's on YouTube as well under Off Grid Gary. But everybody kind of does their part. Everybody has certain chores they do every day. All the kids have chores just like we did when we was kids. You know, but everybody works together. And it makes life so much easier because, you know, like the other night, a friend of mine said his hog trap out and he got a bunch of smaller hogs. He called me, hey, I got so many hogs and I only can put so many of them in the freezer. Do you want a couple of them? Yeah, I'll take a couple of them. Why would you turn it down? I mean, that's fresh pork. You know, that's hard to beat. Some people don't like wild hogs. I know how to cook them. They taste great. You know, there's just a lot of things you can do. And you have more time to do it in because you're not tied down to debt. Anytime you're free of debt, your life is so much easier. You know, I mean, from the little stuff, I mean, homestead is not a homestead without a tractor. You know, I have an old 50-year-old tractor that does my bush hogging. It does anything that I have to do on my place. That's what it's for. We have a boat so we can go fishing, you know. It's an older boat. It's not a new boat. You know what? It floats and it runs good. With that being said, it didn't cost a lot. You know, I don't drive new vehicles. I have older vehicles. I have a 98 Dodge, and we have a 2001, 2002 Toyota SUV. You know, we don't have newer model vehicles. One, it's not that I don't care for them. I'm not going to pay that kind of money for a new vehicle. Why put myself in debt for a $60,000 truck? Me personally, I'm not going to do it. I can understand where some people do. I'm just not one of those people that has to do that. And, you know, anything that I can do to save money, I do. I would much rather live debt-free than choking to death on bills. Living off the grid means also financial freedoms, because we're saving money. We don't have money going out every day for different bills. You know, yes, we have car insurance. Yes, we have cell phones. Yes, we have to go to the grocery store and buy groceries. We do the same things that everybody else does. We just have less bills. You know, we try to grow a garden, try to produce as much of our own food as we can. We hunt, you know, just things in general, you know. These animals weren't put on, for instance, like people hunt deer. They want a big rack, you know, prize buck. I ain't in it for that. We're in it for the food end of it. If you have no desire to eat deer meat and you're going out and killing a deer for the horns, you're in it for the wrong, you're in it for all the wrong reasons. Because it wasn't put on earth for us to kill and put them that rack on the wall and say, look at me, what I did. It ain't about that. It's about enjoying the freedoms that we have as Americans to go out and hunt for our family, to bring food on the table. And that's, to me, is worth way more than any set of rack of horns. I'm not saying it's wrong to hang a deer head on your wall, because it ain't. I mean, if you kill that animal and you process it and you butcher it and eat it and cook it and eat it, and you have the head mounted, you're paying for it to be done. And if it's on the wall, you have a memory of what you did. I don't see anything wrong with that. I'm saying if you kill it just for the horns, I don't believe it's right. But to be self-sufficient, it's a lot better than drowning in debt. And with that being said, we're going to close this segment out. Have a great day. And don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe button on Off Grid Gary on YouTube. And look us up on Facebook. We're Off the Grid and on Solar. There's a group and a like page. You can share those. We would love to hear some feedback from everybody. So anybody who wants to let us know how we're doing, and if you like the podcast, share them. This is all about learning. I'm not saying I'm any good at this, because I'm just as new to this as most people just starting out. I think I'm on my fourth or fifth podcast. I'm not going to tell you I'm a pro at it, because I'm definitely not. But we'll get better with time. Everybody have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Bye. And I would also, before I forget, I would also like to thank Anchor for giving us the opportunity to be able to produce our own podcast. They really go above and beyond. They help you put music in your selections. There's a lot of stuff they help you with. I'm still learning some about the functions of it, but it seems to work pretty well. And I want to give a big shout out to them, because if they didn't have this format for me to use, I couldn't do it. So again, I would also like to thank Anchor for all they do. And anybody that's wanting to get into trying podcast, I highly recommend that they download and get the app for Anchor, because it's well worth it. They help you if you need help. They'll try to help you. There's just so many things that they can do with this app. And it works great. Have a great day.